In a time with fruit-picking robots and driverless tractors, farm and ranching are going through big technological changes. But for one sheep-herding operation in Washington, their best tool is the experience of Peruvian sheep herders. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez sits in with one herder who has been doing this work for almost 20 years.
On my way to meet Heraclio de la Cruz, I actually get lost a few times. He's up a Forest Service road with little to no cell phone service in the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest. By a miracle, I find him with his well-worn blue pickup truck and trailer. Five friendly dogs come out to greet me. He welcomes me into his home for most of the year. It's a humble trailer with a local newspaper, long-distance phone numbers, and family photos on display. Heraclio is a sheep herder, or in Spanish, a pastor. He says this is his 18th year with the Martinez sheep herding operation in central Washington. Heraclio moves anywhere from 1 to 2,000 sheep through grazing parcels in the forest. No fancy technology, just walking on foot with the help of the dogs.
They go into the mountain and you can't see them anymore. You have to orient yourself by listening to their braying. And that's how you know where the sheep are.
At nearly 60, Heraclio says he'll come back for another round of sheep herding if the boss asks him. If not, he says it might be time for him to go home to Peru and hang up his hat. I'm Esme Jimenez in the Okanagan-Wenatchee National Forest.
Learn more about this last-of-its-kind sheep herding family in Washington, including a photo essay and long feature about the family's history and present economic reality at nwpb.org.